Every Wave of the Storm by Geckaholic, read by Patica. Summary. For a short while, a blackmail attempt threatens the still fragile happiness that Kala, Rajan, and Wolfgang have found in India. Mumbai is loud, even this early in the morning. Most cities are, of course, and Kala's been to more of them in the past 2 years than she ever expected. But Mumbai is different. It sounds familiar. It sounds like home. Kala stretches out in the sheets, sandwiched between the two men she loves. Rajan is already stirring as well, his body clock and daily routine the same as hers. Wolfgang is still fast asleep. He's not quite used to the new time zone yet, and he's got no real reason to keep a schedule either. They'll eventually find something for him to do. A job, a purpose. Right now, his official position is to be their bodyguard. For the public, you see, to explain why he's always with them. She presses a kiss to the back of Wolfgang's neck and takes Rajan's hand, gently squeezing to signal that she, too, is awake. He squeezes back and they rise quietly so as not to disturb Wolfgang in his sleep. He can be a light sleeper, except for the nights after a bout in the sheets, which, in all honesty, has been almost every night as of late. Kala smiles, reveling in the memory of last night for a moment, and then follows Rajan into the bathroom to start getting ready for the day. The note sits on her computer keyboard in a closed envelope, her name written on it in scrawling Devanagari. She inclines her head and picks the envelope up, assuming it's an invitation to a social event of some sort from a lab colleague. She nearly drops it when she reads it. She reads it twice more, just to be sure she hasn't misunderstood. Although there's really not much room for interpretation. She folds it, heart thumping. She lets her gaze wander the lab to make sure no one nearby could have taken a peek at its content and hides the envelope in the pocket of her lab coat. In the evening, all three of them sit around the kitchen table, in the middle of which the note is now spread out. As if the words themselves are dangerous, might leap off the slip of paper and announce their secret to the world without the help of their author. Their gazes keep wandering back to the slip of paper. It's now creased from Kala carrying it around with her all day, and the creases throw little shadows onto the table's wooden surface in the artificial light. I know what the three of you are doing. I'll tell everyone unless you pay me 800,000 rupees within a week. Payment instructions to follow. Kala shudders. She glances down at her wedding band, at Rajan's hand carrying its counterpart, and Rajan threads their fingers together with a calm smile. He shrugs. We could just pay. It's not that much. I can easily... No, Wolfgang interrupts, emphatically shaking his head. They'll just come back and ask for more. His brows are creased, his expression a mix between worry and anger. The worry comes from her, Kala assumes. It has crept its way up her throat again and again, all day. Rajan could be ostracized by the company, by his family, if anyone were to find out what he does with another man. Her own family would be heartbroken. She knew all along that their little bubble of happiness was fragile, that strict secrecy is the price for living a polygamous relationship here. In the city that she loves. Anywhere, really. Word of their relationship would always have gotten back to their families and wreaked havoc in her and Rajan's lives, no matter how far away they'd settled. Wolfgang snatches the note off the table and crumbles it in his fist. I'll find out who sent it. She looks up sharply, and he lifts his other hand to caress her cheek. As always, Kala leans into the touch, knowing the violence those hands are capable of would never, ever be directed at her. Don't worry, he says. I won't do anything without discussing it with the two of you first. The next morning, over breakfast, Rajan sets his spoon down after a few bites and inclines his head at her. Tell me what's worrying you, love. Kala frowns at him, about to reply that he very well knows what's worrying her, that it must be worrying him too, but she swallows that reaction. Sometimes she forgets that, at least between the two of them, there are no secrets anymore, and that she doesn't have to be on guard around him any longer. Please don't send him away, she says, eyes trained at her bowl. Please, I beg you. We'll get through this. We'll find a solution. But let him stay. A moment passes in strained silence, and then Rajan takes a deep breath. His gaze strays to the bathroom door, where Wolfgang is getting ready, joining them on their way to work today. I would never, he says. Wolfgang belongs with us now. He clears his throat, blinks a few times. I feel much the same way as you do when it comes to him. I love him as you do, goes unsaid. Rajan might not be able to get it past his lips yet, but suddenly Kala knows it with perfect clarity, as if she could see into his heart as easily as she can see into Wolfgang's. Some of the tension and anxiety she felt since she found the note evaporates. Rajan doesn't love halfway. He's proven that much time and time again. She leans over to kiss Rajan, and they part just when Wolfgang pads into the kitchen, wearing nothing but a towel. The lewd grin he wears is bravado, at least in part. But Kala is nevertheless thankful for the distraction, for the surge of heat that shivers up her spine. Wolfgang's eyes first meet hers, then Rajan's, and then he drops the towel. They don't arrive late for work that morning, but it's a near thing. His name is Vijay Gupta, says Wolfgang under his breath, so no one else in the restaurant overhears. It was Kala's wish to come here tonight, for it makes her feel safe. It does mean, though, that they have to keep their conversation quiet. He's a lab tech in your office. Divorced, 41 years old. He lives alone because his parents stayed in their village when he went off to study. He's a gambler. Got debts with at least a handful of illegal bookies in the city. Rajan squints at the photo Wolfgang passes to them. You're certain it's him? Got him on camera, Wolfgang says, and takes a sip of his tea. He was seen entering the lab Kala works in about a half hour before anyone else arrived. He's got priors, and Nomi helped me get his fingerprints. They're the only ones on that envelope aside from the three of us. So yeah, pretty sure. They all fall silent. The police isn't an option, not here. The information about their illicit relationship would likely get leaked before they even left the station. Wolfgang could take care of him, but Kala isn't ready to go down that route yet. From the looks of it, Vijay isn't a sneaky career criminal. He's a desperate man who sees no other way to get out of the hole he put himself in. And her blood boils at his choice to threaten what's most important to her. None of that means he deserves to die, or that she should ask Wolfgang to get more blood on his hands. She knows how much his past weighs on him some days. Kala does what she should have done from the start. She takes care of matters in her own way. The lab has a small break room for tea and snacks. It's a breeding ground for gossip and rumors, and usually Kala doesn't pay attention to a word of it. But for the next couple of days, she makes sure to spend more time there and listen closely. She nudges the topic of conversation here and there, although she never asks about Vijay directly. Turns out there's no need. Seems he's much talked of, and none of it is flattering. Most of it won't help her. He comes on to the woman on his lab team often and badly. If possible, makes her dislike him even more. But that alone isn't enough to threaten a man's reputation. He drinks sometimes. They already knew about the gambling and his subsequent money troubles. The rumors about chemicals gone missing from storage, however, might be the solution she needs. A second note arrives on the morning before the week is up. A meeting after work the next evening, in the basement of a nearby car park, and Kella is supposed to come alone. She doesn't, of course. Wolfgang keeps an eye on her the entire time, well hidden, undetectable for an amateur crook like Vijay. She meets Vijay with her arms crossed in front of her chest, glaring him down. He grins, the pungent smell of booze hanging in the air around him, and Kella resists the urge to spit at his feet. He gestures for the bag that's sitting beside her on the ground and that he doesn't know is empty. "Give me the money," he demands. Kella stands firm and shoves the bag behind herself with her foot. "I don't think so." Vijay pales, then his face flushes with anger and desperation. "You arrogant rich bitch, I'm going to destroy..." Interrupting his tirade, Kella holds up a couple of grainy photos for him to take, screenshots from the security cameras in the hallway of their storage room. "If you tell anyone about what you think you know about me and my husband, ever, I'll hand these to the police. There are a couple of highly dangerous chemicals in that storage. You could build bombs with it. You could sell them to terrorists. I can make you the target of an international manhunt. I can make sure you'll never set foot out of prison again. And that's the best case scenario." One glance at the photos and his reaction gives him away. Means her own little gamble paid off. There's no doubt about it. He's taken those chemicals too. He runs a hand down his face and shakes his head, nervously tapping the photo against his leg. "I just took some harmless stuff. Sold it to a dealer down the street." Kella smiles. "Do you really think that matters?" He looks from her, to the bag, to the photos in his hands. He throws them at her and turns, taking off running. The end. Reader's notes. This was recorded as part of Podtogether 2019. If you'd like to read this fic online or download the podfic, it can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/200160010. Thanks for listening.